by Greg Nice and Brianna Lane of Farmstead Bike Shop. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Farmstead Bike Shop and Raven's Nest
and
Cafe.
And Raven's Nest Cafe.
True.
Absolutely. the finest crepes in all of Rice County, at least. Right? Before I turn things over to Ryan, just real quick, I wanted to, I don't know if you heard our big announcement of good news today, but St. John's Church gave us a massive donation last night.
Fantastic.
And we've reached our goal.
Congratulations.
We're at $35,000. We wouldn't be there, however, if not for the efforts of you, Brianna Lane, and you, Greg Nice, and the fun little fundraiser you did for us at your open mic night a couple of weeks ago. So thank you very much for that.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
absolutely fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of people in the community came together. We were just a little drop in the bucket, but we were happy to do it.
But I have the opportunity to thank you guys here on public, so I want to thank you very much. Yeah. All right.
And for our regular listeners, I know Keep It Local is typically on Mondays at 8:40, but we were trying to make sure we could get Greg and Brianna on here, so we're switching it up a little bit this week, and we thank you for your flexibility. So I am super curious because I've gotten to know you two a little bit, but I don't know much about your backgrounds and kind of what led you to Northfield and to running a bike shop / cafe and all that good stuff. So we'd love to hear a little bit more about you two and what got you on your path.
How far back do we want to go? We met when I was a barista in a coffee shop, bike shop, and he was a regular customer.
Gotcha.
Aw, cute.
So it does happen sometimes.
Yeah, there you go.
But we opened our first bike shop in Minneapolis, South Minneapolis, on 40th and Bryant, and that was how many years ago?
Almost 10.
Almost 10
wow.
years ago.
Right.
And then during COVID, we saw a shift in the industry, of course. You know, bikes were going crazy. We were running a music venue at the time, too, and the music industry was kind of shutting down, so we pivoted to all bikes all the time.
Okay.
And then Greg said, what if we open a second location? And I said, oh, God. But but then what? We were hiking down here a lot at the Arb and at Nurse Strand.
Right.
And Greg has longtime connections. I'll let him talk about that.
Yeah, I've been tangled up with Northfield since I was 13. I started bike racing, and my coach gave us our weekly workouts. I grew up in Apple Valley when it was just a speck on the map. It had just changed from Lebanon to Apple Valley. I think they changed that in 1969. I'll let you do the political thinking on that. But apparently you couldn't sell houses in Lebanon.
No, but you can sell houses with apple trees in them.
But I started doing 50-mile bike rides down here a couple of times a week, and I got to know the people at the Quality Bakery, and Schulte's Bike Shop was around back then, and it just always felt like a second home in a strange way because I was here so often. And then toward the end of my undergrad years, I started coaching at Carleton and really fell in love with the town at that point.
Coaching cycling, to be clear. Yeah.
Never really got over it. So when we were contemplating a second shop, originally we were thinking about Minneapolis, and we were literally down here after a hike looking around, and the light bulb went on. We're like, let's take a look down here. And it's been great.
Town.
We've really enjoyed being part of the community and just getting to know folks, and it's been wonderful. The riding down here is fantastic too.
I feel like that is just everyone's story, you know. Like they're like, I was down here doing something else, and I kind of just fell in love with this town, and here we are.
Yeah.
It's a unicorn. It's an amazing town.
Yeah,
and it doesn't let people go.
No,
so I think
it pulls people back.
I think it was about 4.5 years ago now that we opened our first location, hoping that we would add a coffee shop sometime and a bigger location. So now we've been at 422 Division, mm-hmm. On the corner there where Bierman's Furniture used to be. We've been there for 2.5 years with a bike shop up front and the cafe in the back. And man, we've learned a lot in 2.5 years.
Yeah. I was going to say, was the cafe always part of the plan, or was that something that you decided kind of later on to add on?
That was always a hope. Mm-hmm. And even in our Minneapolis shop, we tried to get them to get our building owners to kind of partner with us to put in some sort of cafe mm-hmm. angle, because we just love bikes and coffee and music, and if you put them all together, it's even better.
Yeah.
And it adds to the layers of the community too, like community building aspect of right. all those things. Yeah, so here we are with it.
Yeah, no, that's excellent, because it's, I will say, your business was the first of its kind that I ever saw a bike shop slash cafe. I was like, but it does make a lot of sense, you know, when people are there shopping around, getting their bikes serviced or whatever else they're coming there for, then it's like, hey, why not grab a cup of Joe on the way, you know?
My experience is the exact opposite. I went in because I love the crepes, and then I got to start thinking, God, I got to buy a bike. I'm sorry,
So in addition to bikes, it sounds like you're really expanding your services. What are some things that you do besides selling bikes, servicing bikes, bike apparel? I know you offer that as well.
And then we also have a rental company that is based out of Dundas, really. Mm-hmm. And we rent kayaks for the Cannon River and for Union Lake mostly. And we just want people to get outside. Yeah. We rent bikes too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Looking forward a little bit, the Milltowns Trail is coming together after 30 years of monumental effort by a whole bunch of people. The connection from Northfield to Dundas exists, but that's going to be improved. Mm-hmm. And from Dundas down to Highway 8, which is down close to Keepsake Cidery. Mm-hmm. Folks know where that is. That section is going to be completed this spring. I think they're breaking ground on the 28th of March, coming right up. That'll make the cycling and the paddling more interesting for folks. We're excited to be in the middle of that for all of those reasons. I'm really excited about having that trail finally connect to Faribault, where it connects to the Cicada Trail that goes to Mankato. And there's still a gap between Northfield and Randolph, but from Randolph to Cannon Falls and to Red Wing is complete as well. So I think within the next 4 or 5 years, we'll see that connection. You'll be able to ride your bike from Red Wing to Mankato without using any public roads, which is incredible.
Yeah, man, that would be a haul. But that'd be a great day too. Yeah, wow. So
probably a couple of days for most folks.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
but yeah, it'll be a regional draw mm-hmm. for Goodhue and Rice County for sure.
Yeah,
it's very exciting.
Kind of makes you wish there was something interesting in Western Minnesota beyond Mankato, just so we could just so we could, like, let's extend it out to Laverne, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sure. There's not. I mean, God love Laverne. That's where my dad was born. But you know, there's not a lot going on there.
Well, if you go down to Blue Earth, you can see the Jolly Green Giant statue.
Oh,
that's true. But like, I like the idea of a border to border trail.
Yeah,
I know,
that'd
be cool. Right?
Yeah, that would be neat.
I feel like it'll happen, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
That's how these things work. They just once something's
pieces.
There, then people are like, well, let's extend it to here. Let's extend it to here.
Yeah.
Seen that with most of the regional trails in the state. So
you can practically do that in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Border to border trails.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can ride from Reedsburg, which is pretty close to Wisconsin Dells, mm-hmm. On the 400 Trail, and then the Elroy Sparta Trail, and then the Great Rivers Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Those all connect now, so you can get from Reedsburg to La Crosse on one contiguous trail, and then you can get up the river to Trempealeau so far, It'll soon be extended to Wabasha.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it's an easy ride from Wabasha to Red Wing on the Wisconsin side if you're touring. We've done that a number of times.
That's
a beautiful trip.
So not only do you sell the bikes, you have all the great trail information to help connect people.
Yeah, we actually ride bikes. So
believe it or not. Yeah.
We
a little bit about that. Yeah.
We also lead group rides. We're working right now to put a bunch of community events on the calendar. So like we're not talking about riding down, you know, riding to Red Wing with the groups, but we are talking about riding to Dundas and like having scones and, you know, making coffee outside. We lead gravel rides. There's a great gravel group that meets on Tuesday nights. We don't lead that, but we promote it because if you're interested in riding gravel roads, that's the way to do it. As join the Tuesday night guys, and then in the cafe we're doing non-bikey stuff, which is like open mics, and we have a queer support group on Wednesdays after the cafe closes, so it's kind of private. And we're gonna keep adding community events to the calendar just to get us together and get us talking to each other. And
that's really the common denominator for all everything Bree and I do, really.
Yeah.
Helping bring people
the cafe, the bike shop, the music venue, the music that we're doing at the cafe now through open mics. We'll probably have some pop-up shows when there's an opportunity to do that. That's really what we're here for. And it's been wonderful. The community's really embraced what we're doing and shows up. There's incredible talent and lovely people in town. So
I have to say too, the space you're using for those open mics, it's super intimate. Really cool. As a performer, it's got to be a dream to play in a place like that. And it's great as someone I'm a music consumer, right? What a cool spot to go and listen to really good music.
Oh, thanks.
It's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, you barely have to use the sounds. Most people don't even use the sound system, and they just kind of,
right.
And it's just intimate. Everybody's supporting each other.
Is that
everybody's
the way the Warming House was set up too?
I mean, we use the sound system a lot because it was really good.
Yeah.
This is the music venue that was in the basement of our Minneapolis shop. And it was like a 40 capacity, like just living room listening space. And so we kind of took notes from that for our open mic. And the open mic is so great because it's like Carl's and Ollie's and adults and,
kids from high school and
people that have been doing this forever, people that haven't done it ever before. It's going to be the last Friday of every month.
Love it. Mm.
There's other open mics in town. We wanted to not compete, just add to the goodness. Mm-hmm. And so last Friday of every month at the Raven's Nest.
Yeah. We've had a good number of people showing up just to listen, too, which is really nice.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now that it's established a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you have that thread, because I feel that when I walk into your cafe or your bike shop, I feel like people are always just chatting and, commuting in some way or another. And that is so cool that you have that purpose behind what you do.
Mm.
I think that's a great driving force.
Thanks.
Keep it up, really. I think
Thank
it's
you.
So cool. One other question I did have is for anyone who is out there listening that maybe they're interested in getting into bicycling, but they're kind of a novice to it still. Would your store be a really great place to come and not only find information but gear and stuff that's kind of running that gamut where it's like, okay, I know I don't want to spend maybe $3,000 on a bicycle, but I want to get a bike, to kind of get my biking journey started. Is that a great, would you qualify yourself as a good place to go to?
Yes. Yeah. We want to get all sorts of people on bikes, no matter what. If you haven't ridden for years, if you're taking your bike out of your garage and it's all dusty, sometimes people bring us their bikes and they say, can I trade this in, or what can I do, can I get this running, and we make honest recommendations that we try to fit your budget and get you riding again. Yeah. And if you're comfortable on your bike, then you're gonna ride more. So that's a goal too, is like get people comfy.
Yeah, very often recreational riders and folks who've been off the bike for a while because they had kids or, you know, their life changes, and they get back to biking, there's a pain point there. Mm-hmm. You know, they stopped because they were uncomfortable or their bike just didn't fit them right or something. And so we always try to get to the bottom of that too. Oftentimes the bike that's been hanging in their rafters for 15 years is still perfectly useful for them if we put a different handlebar and a different saddle on it.
Sure.
And then they're off and running and haven't spent a bunch of money, but they're able to get out and do what they want to do, and they're comfortable and they're having fun.
There you go.
That's what it's about.
So Greg mostly runs the bike shop. I mostly run the cafe. Mm-hmm. And Greg is really good at getting... He's like a bike whisperer.
Yeah.
So I'm always impressed with his ability to like just make it happen for people.
That's great. Yeah. So if folks want to learn more about your businesses, find out what's going on, where can they find you online, social media, all that good stuff?
We're on Instagram and Facebook, of course. Farmstead Bike Shop, Raven's Nest Cafe, farmsteadbikeshop.com, ravensnest.cafe. We have two of our high school employees starting a TikTok account, so watch out.
It's,
that's going to get goofy. But I love them, and they're going to do great. So keep an eye out for that for the cafe side.
Excellent. Well, thank you both so much for being here today.
You.
And again,
thank you
for all of your efforts to help save our tower. We really
appreciate
it. Of course.
You're the guy.
And the coffee.
The best.
Thanks for the coffee.
Yeah, cheers.